Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Governor, how are you?
I'm fine. I've got him 2 minutes to talk.
Yes, sir, I've got plenty.
Left ear exhausted?
No, sir, no, sir.
I'm glad you asked Hoover to come up because we had an exceedingly productive talk. I thought about the problem over the night, a good bit of it, and I think I have a program to propose, and I'd like to know if I'm on the wrong track. The program would be something like this. He has in his files a pretty complete set of agents' reports on the various riots that there have been around the country, both black riots and white riots. And they cover the things of the last several months. Some of them on first-hand on orders, and others just because they've collected it in the regular course of the office. Seems to me that the first thing is to get the facts, and I've asked him if he could have them written up, put together, and to put in my hands quite quickly, and he said they'd been working on them for 2 weeks, and he thought that it could be done quite quickly. This, of course, would be a volume that would be written in, to a large extent, in policeman's language, and not very useful for public consumption, and much of it, of course, should not be for public consumption. I thought that I would edit it down, rework it into a comprehensive report by him to you at your request. My first idea would be that in the next day or two, because I know this is on your mind and burning you, that perhaps at a press conference or some other way in the next day or two, you might want to say that you had asked Hoover for the information in the files of the Bureau concerning all of these, that you're terribly concerned about them. You recognize that it's a local problem, but there are many things that could be done to anticipate them, to head them off, to avoid the demoralization of morals and confidence in the administration of the law and of people's right to peace and security on the streets and in their homes, and that you want the federal government to give all the help it can. And so you've asked for a report on the facts to analyze what can be done. Then when it comes in this form that I've suggested. I suppose this will come in 8 or 10 or 20,000 words. A boil down of it in 2,500 to 3 or even 4,000 words by Hoover to you, which I will undertake to do, provided nobody knows I did it, and with his knowledge and approval. You would put that out, and with it, a program of action of four or between three and five things. For instance, the handling of riots is a comparatively new problem in this country. And when I first had mine in New York, in Harlem, I was exceedingly grateful to find that the National Guard, which was then the Home Guard because we were at war, had been trained in riot drill, which is, as you surely know, is a highly technical and difficult business.
Yes.
It was so well handled that I never had to call them out of the armories. And it had been surrounded. Most of these things they haven't taken in the care they could. I think Hoover's absolutely right when he points out that these are periodic excrescences that happen down in Florida, Jacksonville, I guess it is, at Easter. And on the West Coast and in New Hampshire, they've happened 2 or 3 times before in the last 2 or 3 years at the same places. The local people never seem to be prepared for them. They don't understand them. They don't know how to handle them. And there are many things that can be done. Hoover has a bureau which gives instruction in the handling of riots, which could be a major contribution to local police forces. Then, of course, there are social and other aspects to it. And I thought that if you then came out, at the same time you publish his report, which is the factual background, done on a completely factual basis, a 3 to 5 point program of action, and the last point of it would be the appointment of a commission of not more than 3 to implement, to follow up, and make further recommendations for federal action or, if needed, federal legislation or for conferences headed by some person with a liberal reputation but a very hard head. Perhaps Hoover as a side member, and I'm not even purporting to suggest who it ought to be, but 3 people of that kind, and you would have 2 bites at the thing. And for chairman, this is an awful difficult one, and I certainly would want to make a lot of checks on him, but for instance, Goheen at Princeton, he's a whale of a good name. He's had riots of his own, not just panty raids, in the spring. And he's a Catholic. He's got 6 kids. He's a very highly respected educator. And then Hoover might supplement it a lot. And I haven't got beyond 2 proposed names, but you might find 3 that you thought were fine all in the beginning. But I think one of the most important things, of course, is to have 3 people who will not get out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they got to be people who will respect what you regard as within your tether say something that you're prepared to put up with when they put it out. That would be the program, subject to getting the material, subject to seeing if I can work out the proposals of action.
I think that's wonderful, Governor, and I'm deeply in your debt.
Okay.
If you'll just do that, it'll be a great help to me and a great service to your country.
Will you let me know how urgently the time schedule is first? Hello?
Yes.
I have the feeling that the press conference could be any time that you choose, and your sense of timing, of course, is on the job. Mine is 1,000 miles away and not knowing what's going on or what you want to say or when. The report depends entirely on how fast Hoover can get me the stuff and how fast I can boil it down and put it into layman's language, which sounds judicial and calm.
I usually have my press meetings on Saturday, so we'd have the rest of this week or the following Saturday.
Well, I'm thinking at the moment of your first statement.
Yeah.
Of your sense of distress and concern and outrage, and that you've asked Edgar Hoover for an analysis of all of these events for the purpose of determining what the federal government can contribute to the speech I made first.
Yeah.
That you would...
Well, I could get that... I guess I'd say that almost any time, couldn't I?
Yeah. It depends on how long gap you'll allow afterwards.
How much time will it take? A week?
Well, if I could have a week after I got his material, I'd be content.
Well, maybe we could shoot, say, Saturday week.
If you make your announcement to this that you've asked him next Saturday,
yeah,
and then you could shoot the material out as fast as I can get it down to you.
I haven't talked to anybody but you and him. I'll talk to him when he gets back here. Ask him to get it to you as quickly as he can. I haven't even talked to the Attorney General about it. I didn't want any leaks on it, and I wanted someone that I thought had the background, had the experience, and had the patriotism, and had enough consideration for me to try to help me. And that's why I called you, and then as soon as I hung up with you, I called him, and he said he'd get right on it.
I'm complimented and delighted, and I think that if it can be kept in complete confidence, I'd be much happier for a very simple reason. If my name gets connected with this in any way,
yeah,
there will be portion of the 22 million people who were nice enough to vote for me twice who will say I am a traitor and an ingrate.
I understand that, and I know that. I thought last night after I asked you to do it that I might have created a problem, but I'll keep it as no one knows it except Hoover and me, and he keeps a pretty close mouth, and I will too. And I just had a meeting with you 2-3 times when I was Senate leader, one time up in the Vice President's office in the Senate, and I have always admired you, and I thought you've been a mighty clean and fine public servant, and I thought maybe the ball bounced a little bad on time or two, and I'd had that happen to me. I'd had that happen to me in some of my experiences, and I tried to think who would have patriotism enough and knowledge enough and maybe a friendship enough for me to do it in the case of a, it's almost like a war problem for me, and I decided you would, and I didn't misjudge you.
Well, I'll certainly do my best.
I know that.
Very great pleasure. At this moment, would not contemplate talking with anybody beyond Frank Hogan and two or three of my partners, all of whom are long and well-disciplined and never telling anybody anything.
Well, nobody here, not even a member of my staff, will know it. And I'll have Hoover get right back to you. I'll give that statement as you suggest, then I'll await the report.
Just to finish this, you know, Wilkie started running out on me in 1940.
Yeah.
And I despised him harder from then on.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be a Wilkie or a...
I know that.
Follows his own name.
I know.
Whatever my own views, and they're pretty damn strong.
I know that. I know that, Governor. I know it, and I appreciate it, and I think that you can you'd be of a... immense value to your country, and more so if you take the position that you are taking than if you were over another way.
Well, look, I asked Hoover who in the White House was loyal to you only and always kept his mouth shut, and I said there might be something in connection with this that I would like to convey and not bother you.
Walter.
Walter Jenkins.
Walter Jenkins, yes, sir. He's been with me since 1938. He never talks, and he takes shorthand. He's intelligent. He's not a lawyer, but he'll understand the picture. I haven't even discussed it with him, but I will tell him to expect any calls from me. No one will know it but him.
I may get along on this and not want to bother you on the phone, for which I see no reason if you like the general program.
I do.
Until I hand you something to see whether you think well of it.
I do. I thank you so much.
There are mechanics like how you get it down and all that sort of thing that I could much more easily work out with him than with you.
That's right. Well, I'll have him notified.
If you tell him and tell him that please that this is for nobody else's ears, I would be most grateful. And if for some reason there is a leak, and you've always got to assume that's possible, I thought that the best answer I could make, if it is agreeable to you, and if it gets confirmed to the point where I have to answer, I never take telephone calls from the press. I never have in my life, and I don't. I'm not going to start now. But if it got to the point where I had to comment, I would say, well, I would have my secretary say, yes, the president called. I put it out in my own name, I guess. Say, yes, the president called me and asked me my opinion about this problem, as I am sure he has asked many others, and I was happy to be as helpful as I could.
That would be excellent. That'd be fine. And
I would much prefer not to have to...
I can understand that, and I certainly won't. It won't come from here, and you be on the lookout for Hoover stuff, and I'll get back to you just quickly as I can.
Good. Don't you bother with it until I got some.
Thank you, Governor.
Right, bye.
Bye.